A room in Spanish, a room, is actually a habitation. A habitation. How do you think you'd say that in Spanish, a habitation?
Una habitación.
Una habitación.
So how would you say, I would like to reserve a room or a habitation, if you like?
Quisiera reservar una habitación.
Quisiera reservar una habitación.
Of course, if you'd like, you can also simply say, I would like a room. How would you say that?
Quisiera una habitación.
Quisiera una habitación.
The word for double in Spanish is almost identical to the word double in English, except that instead of being spelt double, D-O-U-B-L-E, it is simply spelt D-O-B-L-E, so it doesn't have the U in the middle. Now, with that in mind, that it's spelt D-O-B-L-E, how do you think you would pronounce it in Spanish? How would double be pronounced?
Doble.
Doble.
When you describe something in Spanish, the word that describes the thing goes after it, not before as in English. So whereas in English we will say a double room, in Spanish you will actually say a room double. How would you say that then in Spanish? A room double.
Una habitación doble.
Una habitación doble.
I would like a double room.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Now again, that word for I would like, a lot of people find that quite tricky. It's quite long. Let's hear it again from our native speakers.
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
If you want, you could think of a key hovering over the Sierra Mountains. So again, one more time, I would like.
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
And I would like a double room.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
To say two nights in Spanish, two nights. Two nights is...
Dos noches.
Dos noches.
And to say four two nights, you will say...
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
So how would you say, I would like a double room for two nights?
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
So again, how would you say for two nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
But how would you say for me in Spanish?
Para mí.
Para mí.
You will now probably have noticed that there are two words being used for in Spanish. Para is used when you are saying something is for someone. So, this is for you, it's for you, it's for me. That's para. You can perhaps think this parachute is for me. So, para is when something is for someone. So, with that in mind, how would you say for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
para usted.
The other word for four, which is
por.
Por.
Is used when you want to say how long something is for. So, we will stay here for 2 nights, or we will be travelling for 6 months. So, they're the different words for for. The first one, para, is used when you're saying that something is for someone. But por is used to say how long something is for, how long it's going to last. So with that in mind, how would you say for 2 nights, as in it's going to last for 2 nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
The word for three in Spanish, three, is
tres.
Tres.
How would you say for 3 nights?
Por tres noches.
Por tres noches.
I would like a double room for 3 nights.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 3 noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 3 noches.
This is the end of CD 1.